pasuk says right before the second parsha of Krishna, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorishos Tamin Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereshit Hashana VeAcharit Hashana, that a land that Hashem your God seeks out, the eyes of Hashem your God are always upon him from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And Rashi points out on that phrase from the beginning of the year, meaning from Rosh Hashanah Nidon, Mayib Sofa, on Rosh Hashanah, the year of the judge, on what is going to happen at the end of the year. Basically, our entire year is judged on Rosh Hashanah. So the Medrash set quotes from the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, they talk about this. What does that mean? Does that mean the entire year is determined on Rosh Hashanah, or can things change over the course of the year? And in actuality, yeah, the year is determined on Rosh Hashanah. What's going to happen is determined on Rosh Hashanah, but it gives an example that it can be determined on Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be a lot of rain. And if during the course of the year you sin, you don't listen to Hashem, you're revolting, then that lot of rain is going to end up not being for bracha. It could also be determined there's not going to be a lot of rain. We can't change that. But then during the course of the year, we have amazing tefillahs, and it'll be the quality. We won't have a lot of rain, but the quality we're going to get on the amount of rain is going to be incredible. And it gives an incredible perspective to what tefillah is. On one hand, it can be a little depressing that, oh, I can have an amazing Rosh Hashanah and everything, I could daven incredibly and have great things that are going to happen. Then during the course of the year, I'm not so great. And then all my great davening Rosh Hashanah is all for naught, and ends up being that I don't really get good out of my tefillahs, which can be a little sad. On the other hand, it can be, okay, maybe Rosh Hashanah, for whatever reason, I just wasn't able to bring my A game. But during the course of the year, I really did tshuva. I really showed Hashem that, no, I want things to be better. I want things to be different. Akash Baruch Hu said, you know something? Maybe your tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah weren't so amazing. They weren't so incredible. But you've shown incredible progress during the course of the year. So those tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to turn into being a tova. And we have to try to apply both principles. On the one hand, yeah, Rosh Hashanah, which is, you know, in about 6 weeks from now, we have to really daven. We have to really daven that things should be good. Our tefillahs should be answered. Klal Yisrael's tefillahs should be answered. And then during the course of the year, which would even be now, leading up to Rosh Hashanah, and then after Rosh Hashanah, of course, that we don't know. We don't know what happened on Rosh Hashanah. So maybe it's possible that our tefillahs weren't so great and they weren't answered for the best. So let's turn it around. Let's turn over the new leaf. Let's take whatever it was that we were able to accomplish Rosh Hashanah and turn that into tova. Have a wonderful Shabbos.